It's wonderful that we can also give glory to our Lord by singing songs. The Psalms were, of course, sung for the glory of the Lord. Now just feel at home. Be welcome. And in particular, all those who are here tonight for the first time, especially the group from Guadeloupe. Would you please stand up? The group from Guadeloupe, please stand up. Thank you. For the first time, they are in Europe. For the first time, they are here. May the Lord God bless you in a very, very special way. Thank you very much. Then we have our brother from Atlanta with his whole family in our midst. Please stand up quickly. Where is the brother? God bless you in our midst. Be welcome. Then today we have a large number who are here today for the first time. Who is here today for the first time? Please stand up. I know a sister from Denmark, from Poland, from various countries. God bless you. The Lord God bless you in a special way. Today we have very many greetings from half of the world, one could say. Special greetings from Brother Wallström from Denmark, from Brother Graf from Switzerland, from Brother Bie from the DRC, then from the brethren from Atlanta, from Denver, Colorado, then today, for the first time, from Novi Sad. Who knows where Novi Sad is? Yes. Many years ago, we preached there. Now, Brother Müller and Brother Momcilo were in Serbia and also in Novi Sad, and they are greeting us. Then we have greetings from Brother Wendel Ellis from Toronto. No, from Edmonton. From Edmonton, of course. Then from Nairobi, from Malawi, and from Blantyre, Malawi, once again from Atlanta, once again from Denver, once again from Ashdod, Israel, then from our brother Miguel from Angola, special greetings, greetings from Poland, from a brother called Janusz, then greetings from Brother Etienne Genton with Psalms 126, and then with Isaiah 55, verse 11, all know the word, where it says, the word which comes forth from the mouth of the Lord will not return void. Then, once again from Lilongwe, Malawi, and where is this from? A brother, Leonel, sounds like Spanish. Then, greetings from New Zealand, from our brothers and sisters, Anderson. Then greetings from Johannesburg. Greetings from Ottawa, Canada. I just hope that I mentioned all by name. I notice myself that it is not like it was some time ago. Then we have visit from Tashkent. We ask that our brother stands up. Where is the visit from Tashkent? Be welcome in a special way. May the Lord God bless you, beloved brother, in our midst. Many things could be reported, especially from the six larger meetings in South Africa. The brethren said that all together between 8,000 and 9,000 people, 9,000 in all the cities of South Africa came under the sound of the word and they were blessed. Two larger meetings in the surroundings of Johannesburg, Pretoria, the capital, in Durban, in Port Elizabeth, and then also in Cape Town. And it was just a triumph for the truth, and fruit for eternity will have come forth from it. Then in Romania, this was extraordinary, what happened this time in Romania. As we said, the second and third weekend in South Africa and the fourth weekend in Romania. And you all know, of course, that our brethren there, they have a TV program. And I was invited to speak there live. I had a whole hour with questions and answers. There were questions which were asked by those who were watching the program. The first question was from the boss of the station. All the others were about Godhead, about baptism, about Israel, about end time. And so, we truly, the whole program of God was proclaimed to the whole country. It was indeed very powerful. And as I heard, about 800,000 were watching, they were listening, and they were experiencing of what it is all about in our time. And this I'm saying now with a sincere heart. In Romania, there one sees at the best what can happen and what also happens when brothers are working together and are not working against each other. When brothers are not running after the this and that doctrine causing splits, as it is in all the other countries. This happened many times, and up to today, it still goes on. And then in the city of Klausenburg, we had a meeting on Sunday morning, and as Brother Tati told me, it lasted exactly 88 minutes. And the sermon was spoken in English, and all could listen, and all could watch. The brothers said that about 3,000 were gathered to hear the precious word of God. We are just grateful grateful to God. And as I said last Sunday in Zurich already, in all the countries of Europe, we have to ask ourselves whether God could use us to reach everyone who are ordained for eternal life, to reach all those who belong to the bride of Christ. And as the singers were singing the old song, Back to the Bible, this song I had in my radio program via Radio Luxembourg from 1967 up to 1979. It was the intro, the song Back to the Bible. And by these programs via Radio Luxembourg, shortwave and medium wave, we could reach all of Europe. A brother Maynard in the eastern part of Germany, then a brother Siegfried Fleck in the former Czechoslovakia, and then Hans Henrich in Romania, in all these eastern European countries, also in the Soviet Union, we have reached by these programs. Sadly, we had to stop them in 1979. I don't want to go into details here, but once again the question, did we do all what is necessary to reach all whom the Lord wants to reach, that we never say all are already called. No, just being available for the Lord in all peoples, tongues and nations. Please feel at home, all of you. Be welcome from all neighboring countries, from all of the world. May the Lord God bless us tonight and also tomorrow in a very special way. Now just briefly, coming to the timely events, my thoughts were going in August, back to August 1951, and now August 2011. Now just briefly, in August 1945, to finish the Second World War, the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki with about 270,000 dead people. Then, in August 1955, when Brother Branham came to Karlsruhe in Germany, and the Lord has given grace that a Brother Frank drove there with his bicycle, with his motorbike, and all the meetings he could witness, he could be an ear and eye witness of that, what God was doing in our time, so that I really can say before God and before all the people what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard of the word of life, this we preach unto you. Then 1961, it hasn't bothered you much, but the building of the wall in eastern part of Berlin, the division of Berlin, the division of Germany, the division of Europe. And then there was a Brother Branham who said, when the division will be finished And when Berlin will be won again, then the Roman Empire comes up again as it was at the times of Christ. And if one then goes to Daniel 2 and Daniel 7, and then even to Revelation 13, and there Brother Branham said it very clearly, the one beast, the one world power, as a lamb, comes forth from the earth, a lamb with two horns, worldly and religious power. And Brother Branham said, this beast represents the USA. And then the second beast with seven heads and ten horns, the coming up again of the Roman Empire, just as we are experiencing now. And who has watched the news could find out the question whether the dollar can still be the main currency in the world. And 6 months ago, somebody said that the dollar must come down and the euro must come as the main currency. We will not go into details here. But we all understand how far the time is spent. And in March 1957, the Roman treaties were made. They were signed in the Vatican. And then we see how everything is coming up now, based what God has said in Bible prophecy. Also, this is very important, brothers and sisters. It can be 27 or 57 nations united in Europe. United Europe. The most important is the G7. Seven heads within all these nations are seven heads which are governing and ruling and deciding. All the others have to join. And then eastern part of Europe comes to it, the ten horns. When the time will come, then they will then thank Rome because they feel themselves to be deceived. But this is just for your orientation, to know we are not only living in the end time, we truly have reached the last phase of the end time. Then, just concerning Israel, here we have it in the German magazine, the Stern. Just look at this picture. It is an official photograph of all the area around Israel. And if one would not see Israel here with a little line, one would not even see it. All of the Arabic Islamic world is 950 times larger than the tiny little Israel. But now in September, they want to cross the border. And they want to make a big theater around Israel. And then we remember the word of the Lord. He who blesses you, him I will bless. Genesis 12, verse 3. And he who curses you, him I will curse. So, we are blessing Israel in the name of the Lord. God has blinded their eyes so that our eyes could be opened. And when the fullness of the Gentiles have come into the church, then the Lord God will turn again to Israel. Now, what really touched me, please forgive me if I mention this, that's the thing in Norway. For all who know their way around in Europe, there's only one country in the north, Norway, with all the fjords, with all the mountains, with all the rivers, with all the valleys. It's just unique on the earth. A mostly Protestant country. They're holding fast to Martin Luther, just as 500 years ago. And there, a man is found who caused such a great havoc. And he truly, he was called as somebody who is called to be a Christian fundamentalist. You all know who is called a fundamentalist. But here it's written in the magazine Idea Spectrum. Andres Beivik, the name of him.
Now it comes. Persönliche Beziehung zu Christus kennt er nicht.
A personal relationship to Christ he doesn't know. Already this distinguishes fundamentally from the so-called fundamentalists. And now it comes. Alone that he is a Freemason. Alone that he is a Freemason.
Der auch nur einen Funken Ahnung von den unterschiedlichen Richtungen im Christentum hat, davon abhalten müssen, von einem christlichen Fundamentalisten zu sprechen. Und jetzt kommt seine Hauptthese.
And now comes his thesis.
Wir müssen zu unseren katholischen Wurzeln.
We must come back to our Catholic roots. We must come back to our Catholic roots. So, we notice what kind of fanaticism has got hold of him. Brothers and sisters, let us come back to the Word of God. Because worldwide, the people are not interested what happened in 1961 in Berlin or what happened some time ago. We are truly interested in that, what God is doing right now on the earth. And in the last meetings, also in South Africa, we time and again said it. It could be for the last time. Somehow, it's on my heart to visit those countries in which I was one or two times. And perhaps not a single time. To bring there the precious and holy Word of God, so that the last ones are being called out. Time and again, we have the same subject, the return of Jesus Christ, the calling out, the separation, the restoration, the preparation of those who will have part in the rapture. And then, of course, the fulfillment of Bible prophecies in our time. And then we time and again remember the words of our Lord. Mark 13, what is it? Verse 33. Have your eyes open, for you don't know the time, the hour. Then John 16, verse 4, I have foretold you all things, that when it comes to fulfillment, that you know that I have foretold it to you. Just very powerful. In what kind of way God, the word of prophecy, the evangelistic word, the teaching word, everything he brought back into its original condition. And it was really put upon the old foundation, just as it was laid at the beginning, of which Paul says, I have laid the foundation with you. Another foundation no one can lay except which was laid. It's just wonderful to experience, to witness that that what means nothing to others, that this means everything to us, because we believe God. Also this, I time and again said it, there are about 2 billions who believe in God, who in some kind of way are confessing Christianity. But who is among those, who is among them who believes God? This distinguishes us. Abraham didn't believe in God. Abraham believed what God said. And this is with all of the seed of Abraham until today. Now, it's really on my heart, in a special way, that we make the right beginning. And one thought came to me. The earthly life starts with the birth. We take the first breath, and the man becomes a living soul. And at the last, at his last breath, the soul leaves the body. And behold, the body is still there. But the soul is not there anymore. The earthly life starts just with the birth. And the divine life starts with a new birth. With the new birth. And the way to the new birth is also shown to us in the Holy Scripture. It's of course not only that our Lord said, or would have said, ye must be born again, for what is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit, that is Spirit. To me, it's really about that especially all the young people make the personal experience of salvation with God. One cannot just assume that all who believe the message, that they automatically will be part of the rapture. No. We must make our personal experiences of salvation with God. Repentance, believing, baptizing, renewing, new birth, everything goes with it. And there are some kind of scriptures which we will look at to show us what God has done for us. And then, most surely, we will come back to the wonderful word from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where we read in verse 13, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning unto salvation, through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. A precious word of God from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, He has chosen us. In Ephesians chapter 1, we read Ephesians chapter 1, here we read in verse 7, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. In Him we have. We will not have some time. No. In Him we have the redemption, the reconciliation, the forgiveness. It's a gift of our God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. My question is, did we accept it? Did we receive the finished redemption? Did we accept that the blood of the new covenant was shed for us, for the forgiveness of our sins, of our trespasses? And that therein the riches of the grace of God is in it. It must be accepted. Just as Brother Branham has said it many times. When somebody is sentenced to death, and the man came into the prison, and he brought him a piece of paper of his pardoning. It was of Abraham Lincoln, that he was pardoned. And this man looked at this piece of paper and he said, "This I don't believe. This is not officially. If it really would be like this, then here there would be a letterhead and a stamp and something official." And the man said, he insisted, "No, this was said to us. You are free." He didn't accept it. And therefore, he had to die. And then Brother Bram said, "The greatest gift doesn't profit anything except it is received, accepted. We must accept and receive what the Lord has given to us by His grace." And then we have it here in Luke, in chapter 24, where also the Great Commission is written down. And here it is, verse 47, Luke 24, verse 47, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." And the faith comes by hearing, but the preaching must be received by faith. One has to accept it personally, and one has to say, "It happened for me."
Seines Namens muss Buße
Repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. What did Peter say in his first sermon on the day of Pentecost? Repent, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As the Lord commanded it, that's how it was carried out. And on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were added, who were baptized biblically, who accepted the remission of their sins and who experienced their personal salvation. For me, it's really about, brothers and sisters, that we not only hear the word of God, but that we make the experiences with God, that genuine conversions are happening, genuine new births are happening, that the Lord can give us really his nature by his grace. Then we have it in the book of Acts, chapter 13. We have the hint how the sermon should take place and how it took place. Acts chapter 13, and here it is, verse 38, Acts 13, verse 38.
So soll euch denn kundgetan sein, werte Brüder,
be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. So, we are preaching Jesus Christ, the crucified one. And we are not ashamed. As Paul said, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And to us was given the ministry of reconciliation. And we are crying out to each one, be ye reconciled with God. Receive the redemption. Accept the forgiveness by faith. Don't wait for feelings and sensations, but just take it by faith. And the Lord will take care for the rest. Then, in the book of Romans, in every chapter, we have a highlight concerning the redemption, concerning the reconciliation with God. And the verses I would like to read now. Romans chapter 3. Romans 3, verse 23 to 25. Romans 3, verse 23 to 25. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. God, from his side, he did everything. But And I will say it a couple of times. I will repeat it. The book of Acts, we must read it again very carefully. What happened everywhere, where the word, where the gospel was preached, what happened in Jerusalem, in Samaria, in Caesarea, what happened in Ephesus, what happened wherever the word was preached, people became believers. They were baptized. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. There's a pattern of the New Testament church. And this is the book of Acts concerning the proclamation of the gospel. And in all the epistles, the apostles wrote down for the church whether it's the gifts of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, ministries. But the book of Acts is just the pattern which the Lord has left unto us concerning the ABC of the proclamation. Let us summarize it once again, as we have it before us. All have sinned. All have sinned without exception. And come short of the glory of God. Being justified freely, you can do nothing for it. It is finished. It's accomplished. It has happened. The redemption is a work of God which has happened already. In Romans chapter 4, Romans chapter 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. A powerful word. The one is the finishing of the old man, and the other one is the coming up of the new man through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, our Lord. A natural body was put into the grave, but risen was a changed body, a resurrection body. Doors and windows were closed, and the Lord could come into their midst, could speak with them, and he could bless them. The resurrection was the crowning of the work of redemption. Not only forgiveness, but death, hell, and the devil was conquered. And we truly, we can go out freely. Just receive it. Especially you young people who didn't make yet a personal experience of salvation, accept it tonight. It's yours. And afterward, we will pray together and we will ask God that He will confirm His word. Then in Romans chapter 5, we have Romans chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. This is the gospel. This is the full gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I can nothing for it. All of us, we can nothing for it, that we were born in sin. Because our grandparents have sinned. All of us, we can nothing for it, that our Lord and Redeemer died for us. There the disobedience, here the obedience, there the transgression, here the reconciliation. And we're just grateful. A gift of God. Which we received by faith. In Romans chapter 6, we read in verse 23, Romans 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The one is death, and the other one, life, eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He who was still doubting, receive it today with all your heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and God confirmed at the beginning, and he confirms until the end. And now for all who have difficulties with their old life, please let me read from Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. Here is the reckoning with the old man, with a sinning man, and then the transition to the full justification through the faith which comes by hearing. Romans chapter 7, verse
18.
That's how the confession is of everyone who repents. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Then verse 19. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Here we have the description of the old man who goes through this battle. But the battle ends in the victory. And this the next two verses say, 24 and 25. Let us take them to heart. Verse 24 in Romans 7. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And then, this should be underlined. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with a mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Then comes Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
In Christus Jesus sind. Keine Verurteilung.
No condemnation. You are judging yourself, yes. And you say, beloved Lord, I wanted to do all things right, and I didn't succeed. And you are humbling yourself before the Lord. You are confessing it to the Lord, and you say it to Him. Yeah, perhaps with the same words, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And then the jump forward. I thank God. It has happened. Who shall deliver me? Thanks be to God. It has happened. Receive it. Young and old. Great and little. Receive it. It has happened. It is the gift of our God that we can all accept. And also tonight, we can make the experience of forgiveness, the experience of accepting, of reconciliation. Tonight, we can experience it. Thanks be to God. It has happened through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brothers and sisters, we have to preach the word of God in such a way that all who hear it from our lips, that they can make the experiences with God. So that nobody is left behind. So that nobody waits unprepared for the return of Jesus Christ. But rather, as we said last Sunday in Zurich, that the great testimony of our Lord of the 11th of June 1933, and it was the Lord Himself who came down in the supernatural pillar of cloud. He descended in the supernatural light. And as Brother Branham said many times, it's the same light, it's the same pillar of cloud, the same pillar of fire, which was accompanying Israel 40 years. And we believe that the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. And if it should be mentioned, the covenant name of the Lord God, Yahweh, in the Old Testament, and the covenant name, Yahshua, Yahweh Savior. Sometimes I'm really hurt that the Hebrew words were not used. And please forgive me the remark. In the Spanish-speaking countries, in Central America, almost everyone is called Jesus. All are called Jesus there. And one passes by a petrol station, and there it says, Jesus petrol station. Everywhere in all the Spanish-speaking countries of Latin America, Jesus, Jesus. Just as we have Joseph and Mary, so there it's called Jesus. But the original name which came forth from the mouth of God, thou shalt call his name Yahshua, Yahweh Savior, Shua, Savior, Yahweh Yahshua. The Yahweh of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament. The same I am, the same God, the same Lord. And so, We're just grateful also for the introduction into the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, we are not only saying it, it is so. The Lord God has taken us into His Word. He has taken us into the most holy place. The Ark of the Covenant is open. The Word of the Covenant was revealed to us. And if Brother Branham was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message which was entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. Then this the Lord Himself said, and therefore we believe it. And here and there, I said it already, about 4,000 people, they saw the light on the 11th of June, 1933. All who were standing at the banks of the River Ohio, they saw the light coming down. Some knelt down, some fainted. All were praying, all were seeing the light. And Brother Branham said, the press photographers in the USA and Canada, they reported about it. The Associated Press, they reported of this supernatural. Brothers and sisters, we have no excuse. God has the Word. God has confirmed the message in such a way. When were the dead risen? When? Just think about the resurrection of the little boy in Finland. 2 years before that, Brother Branham had seen it in a vision. And he said, write it down into your Bibles. Write it down. That's how it will happen. There will be a car accident. All the details they wrote down into their Bibles on the first page. And when Brother Branham was in Finland, that happened. One day they were driving close to the city of Kuopio, and behold, the accident happened. The boy died. It was confirmed by the doctors. And Brother Branham said to the driver, he said, stop, stop here. Here is a scene which I have seen. Stop here. And behold, it happened. Also there, the press was writing about it. Where got the blind their sight? Where did the things happen in the ministry of Brother Branham, which have happened in the ministry of Brother Branham? And this man saw the light coming down. He could say, the light is now hanging over this person, over this person. In all these years, God confirmed very faithfully His Word. And He has visited His people very graciously. And then we came to know, that also those who were accompanying Paul, they have seen the light. Acts 22, from verse 6. All who were traveling with Saul, they were seeing the light, brighter than the sun at midday. And Saul, or Paul, fell down. He was blinded of the light. He had to be led by the hand to come to Ananias so that he can tell him what the Lord has to say. All saw the light, but the voice as addressed to Paul, so also the voice was addressed to Brother Branham. It's just very powerful. I hope that you understand it. What kind of responsibility was given to us? And if in April 1966, if I would not have counted the people who were present on the 11th of June 1933, if I would have not seen how they stood up, how they gave testimony of that, what God has done. And now, my question is, what good... I'm the least of all. That already 1955, 1958, 1962, in all these years, why did I have the grace to hear, to see, to experience, and with all my heart to believe and to know, here God is acting, here Bible prophecy is coming to fulfillment. He who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, he shall receive the reward of a prophet. You don't have to be worried about a reward. Just to receive the man sent from God, believing the message which the Lord has commissioned to them. And nothing is... nothing is simpler than that. God really, at the end of the time of grace, He had to bring everything back to the beginning. He always used someone. And in our time, it was Brother Branham. But we are not running after a man. We are following Jesus Christ, our Lord. But we are also not bypassing what God has done. But we thank the Lord for His doings in our time, and especially for the fulfillment of the promises, of the promise that the Lord Himself would send a prophet like Elijah. We will speak about it later on. But all who can believe it, just say Amen. It's so. God's word is true. And we are really living very close before the return of our Lord. And therefore the calling out, a conversion, a renewing, a new birth, a spirit baptism is necessary. Necessary. So that the Lord can come to His right with all of us. That the obedience of faith can be worked. And now just let us read Romans 7. What I would like to do, I do not. But in that moment, where the Spirit of God takes dwelling in us, takes dwelling, not only anointing, but takes dwelling. And this Brother Branham said very clearly, the anointing many receive, also the miracle workers, the false Christs, they receive the anointing. But God says, I will dwell among them, and I will dwell in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And then comes the faith. It comes to obedience. And the obedience is connected then with the faith. And then we see the revelation, which is all about in our time. Let us summarize, especially for all the newcomers, for all who would like to make an experience with God, who have not yet experienced a conversion, who didn't experience yet a new birth. Let me say it once again. As our natural life starts with the birth and as it ends with the death, so our spiritual life starts with the new birth. And the new birth can only take place when redemption, when forgiveness, when reconciliation, when we accept and receive that what God has done in Christ. And we accept it personally. When we experience it personally. And this we want to do tonight. Today I'm just asking all. Today I'm asking all in the name of the Lord. Accept it. I think in Russia, it's a habit. If one wishes God's blessing to somebody, then comes the answer, I receive it. Doesn't matter what one says, they just say, I receive it. We must receive. We have to receive. Because as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Receive it today by faith. It has happened. It is finished. And then we will continue and we will see how the Lord will lead us until we come to the completion. So, reconciliation, redemption, grace, and salvation, the acceptance of that what God has given to us. Once for all, justified by the faith. And now just to confirm it once again in closing from Romans chapter 8, where it speaks from verse 28. Romans 8 from verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Say amen. Then next verse. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Are you a brother? Are you a sister? Then you are addressed here. We are meant here. The amen was not loud enough.
Amen.
Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Amen. This is the full gospel. This is the plan of redemption of our God. The perfecting of all sons and daughters of God. And at the return of Jesus Christ, according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, we will be transferred into his image. Then, verse 33, in Romans 8, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifieth. It has happened. By grace, let us receive it tonight. The Lord God, may He make this day a very special day. We all understood that the end time is here, that the return of the Lord is at hand. We also understood that we have to make the same experiences of salvation as our brothers made them at the beginning. And as they are recorded in the book of Acts for a pattern. To Him, the faithful God, our Savior and Redeemer, be the glory now and forever. To Him be the thanksgiving for the salvation, for the chosen, for the grace that He has blessed us so richly in our time. Blessed are your ears, your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear, and blessed are your hearts, for they received. God's promises remain. They do not stagger. Jesus has sealed with His own blood what He promised in His word. Heaven and earth may burn, as the German song goes, but he who believes, he will find it. Also tonight he will find out. All the states shall go bankrupt. All the crashes, all the it doesn't bother us. Yeah. Amen. We have nothing to do with it. But we notice that the end is coming. Perplexity all over. No solution. Lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Your redemption is drawing near. The Lord God, may He bless us. May He be with us all. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up and let us sing the chorus together, Just As I Am. As we remain in silent prayer, let me ask, who wants to respond to the call and who wants to receive and accept the Lord, the full forgiveness, the full salvation, reconciliation, justification by the faith, by the living faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? His blood has still the same power tonight. He has shed His blood, the blood of the new covenant, for the people of the new covenant. And we may have part in it. As we are having our heads bowed, and as we are in prayer, let me ask whether whether we can include some in this prayer. Perhaps also our sister, who will travel back to Mexico. May God bless her in a special way. May God bless in all peoples, in all tongues. May God bless all who are now connected online, in all peoples, tongues and nations. May the Lord have His way with all of us. Do you want to raise your hand so that we see whether, yes, some, oh God, oh God, your word accomplishes for what it was sent for. You are still calling today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. You are still calling today. And I'm asking you, precious Lord, work today in our midst. Manifest yourself as the present one. For you have given us the promise. Behold, I am with you all the days, even unto the end of the world. You have given the promise where two or three are gathered in my name. There I am in the midst of them. We believe it. We believe it, that you are today in our midst. And also with all over the earth who are now hearing the word. Dear Lord, we have heard the sermon. Faith came by hearing. The living word. The living faith. And for this we are thanking you, precious Lord. I'm consecrating to you all, very consciously, who didn't have yet the assurance that you accepted them, who could not yet testify that your spirit gives testimony to their spirit that they have become your inheritance. Today, I'm claiming all, that they are saved, that they receive the forgiveness of sins, and that they receive eternal life. Dear Lord, with all my heart, the thanks be given to you, also for the message of the hour, for the leading back to Jerusalem, to the original foundation, back to the beginning, back to the first sermon, to the first baptism, to the first spirit baptism, back to the beginning. Precious Lord, let it happen. Let it happen tonight. That you are working in a supernatural way. Great God, we are thanking you for your word. We are thanking you for your precious and holy blood, the blood of the new covenant. And we are thanking you for your Holy Spirit, who leads us into all the truth. And I'm asking you, give now revelation to each heart, especially to all who are here today for the first time. May they be blessed in a very special way. To you, the Almighty God, our Lord and Savior, be the honor, be the glory for everything what you have promised and what you have done and what you will continue to do. Remember also all the sick. Remember all, also those who are bound, those who are weak. Deliver. 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 From whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Precious Lord, confirm thy word in all of us by your grace. And all the people said, blessed and praised be the Lord, our God. Perhaps the two sisters have a fitting song. I just would like to make use of the opportunity, and I would like to excuse myself, that at the last first weekend, the French-speaking brethren were not coming to sing. We just would like that all are blessed and that all are feeling at home. May God bless us all in all people's tongues and nations.
Denn wir wandeln im Herrn, Gottes Wort unser Stern. Oh, wir schwinden da dunkel und grau, denn er lenkt jeden Schritt. Seine Gnade geht mit bei uns allen, die folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und Schaum. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Nicht ein Schatten entsteht, jede Wolke vergeht, wenn sein Lächeln die Seele erfreut. Weder Zweifel noch Schmerz können Ängsten das Herz, wenn wir trauen und gehorchen allzeit. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Uns bedrückt keine Last, die nicht er auch erfasst. Auf ihn dürfen wir alle Zeit bauen. Er hat Segen bereit, auch im Kreuz und im Leid, wenn gehorsam wir folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Unser Leben und Sein gehört Jesus allein. Auf dem Brandaltar will er es schauen. Denn die Zucht, die er übt, und die Kraft, die er gibt, sind für die, die ihm folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele, seiner wartenden Schar, die den König in Schöne soll schauen. Einen Platz auf dem Thron, ja, das Reich und die Kron, gibt er denen, die folgen und trauen.